This is our continuing series, WLBC and Wolf Boom Radio News. BSU and Muncie Community Schools were giving you the facts. And I invited Jay Julian, the president, CEO of the Muncie Delaware County Chamber of Commerce, to talk about this from a chamber perspective and maybe beyond. From what you know so far about this, Jay, what's your thoughts on the proposed legislation?
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting time for us all here with this, isn't it,
yeah,
Steve?
Yeah, it is.
It's the first thing to keep in mind is that this is still a work in process. You know, we have to go through a legislative process. The piece of legislation that we're all looking at now may be amended. It may get passed in its totality as it exists today. There may be some changes. So there's an evolutionary process as a potential piece of legislation goes through the House and the Senate and the committee process. So be interesting to watch going through all of that activity. I will say, however, that the lion's share of the conversation that I've had, Steve, has been really pretty positive. I mean, we're really fortunate to have an institution like Ball State here in our town. They've been around for a long time. Their genesis, I guess, and such, is evolved around education through the Teachers College, right?
And yeah.
I think it makes sense to try to use the talents that exist at Ball State and bring those talents and thoughts and ideas into the Muncie Community School systems as well.
Jay Julian is our guest. From a chamber perspective, how important and or critical is a healthy school system?
Yeah, it's right at the top of the list. I mean, there are obviously a number of things that every healthy, vibrant community needs to have. A community school system, obviously, is part of that. And we're fortunate in Delaware County, Steve, we have like 7 school districts. Three of the top-ranked 15 schools are in Delaware County routinely, in Yorktown, Burris, and, of course, Indiana Academy. All of our districts, including Muncie Community Schools, from an academic perspective, have been trending well. So really what we're talking about with the community schools is a fiscal issue, structuring the school system to meet today's wants and needs and expectations for a K-12 education. Right-sizing it, that might mean increasing the size. Doesn't necessarily mean decreasing the size, but that's the focus that needs to be placed in the school system today.
Jay Julian, any other thoughts that you wanted to share with our listeners about this notion and or the process as it moves forward now?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. We've had, just this past week, Steve, we had our last legislative update. We have 5 state representatives that represent all a part of Delaware County. 4 of those representatives were in attendance, and both of our state senators were as well. We had a good, lively, very civil and fact-enlightening meeting with our legislative team last Friday afternoon, I believe. And from that process, we had good conversation. We'll continue to have conversation and monitor the process that takes place at the State House. But I do believe, Steve, that this could be, this could be a critical time for us here in Muncie as we evolve forward as a community. I think this represents an opportunity that we should take a good look at and try to grasp this off.
Jay Julian from the Muncie Delaware County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you, Steve.